All right, everybody, this is Uncle Dust. I'm trying to keep it down. I'm in the View, Colorado Springs. I'm in the bathroom. I'm taking a number two. I just put a dip in my mouth. They got some fruity beer. What you're about to listen to, this is a very clean bathroom. I'm talking to myself. Oh, anyway, I want to let everybody know that this is me and my brother on the way to the airport. I called it Powerful Uncle Dust Radio, and it's good stuff. This is good quality comedy, okay? This ain't your run-of-the-mill two bears, one cave. This is when shit hit. Not that those guys ain't, it's fine. It's whatever. Listen, have fun. But this is the good stuff. Tell a friend, share a link, okay? Do what you do. Do what you do, Uncle Dust fans, okay? This is Uncle Dust, and I'm running for president. Also, this beer ain't bad. Beer and a half deep. My brother said I couldn't take the beer to the bathroom. It's like, come on, dude. I'm going to be sitting here for a minute recording an intro to the show. Give me a fucking break, dude. I'm over here fucking about to go on a plane. I got to fucking worry about that shit going down. It's going to be popping off all the goddamn social media videos. But I make eye contact with all the stewardess, and they know I will be before the air guard, the air Navy SEAL guy. I'll fucking tackle a guy and bite his goddamn dick off if he does anything fucking stupid. Ontario, here I come. Denver to Ontario, I don't play that shit. I will fuck you up. You hear me? If you get on that fucking plane and try something, bro, Lorena Bobbitt, I'm biting off of my mouth. I'm making it count, bro. I'm gonna send a message to anybody fucking around 5,000 feet up. Plus, you don't have to wear a mask no more. I got my dip. I got to download a couple of episodes of a podcast before I get on there. Last time I downloaded Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. Got to download a couple of those. Go check those guys out. If you don't know them, go check them out. Those are the dogs. Those are good dudes. Funny motherfuckers. Original Wiggas. Me and my boy Cliff Focus. Wednesday, if you haven't checked it out yet, it's going good. That podcast is moving, doing numbers. Satire parody, just like fucking life, bro. We're all fucked. It's like smile a little bit, you know what I mean? Have some fun, laugh a little bit. Don't take it so fucking serious. So I'll be back in motherland, San Bernardino, California. Hit me up, find me on Instagram, find me everywhere. Tell me what you think. Tell me that this sucks. Tell me it's the worst. Tell me you like it. Tell me, listen, I take a shit too and dip. You know what I mean? I talk to myself on the toilet in random public bathrooms. Record intros. Let me know what you say. Let me know what you think. You know, it's a beautiful day. Okay? We're saying goodbye for now, Colorado. And enjoy this, what I call, the powerfulest Uncle Dust radio. Love you, motherfuckers. Go to Patreon. Support, man. Kick in a buck. You know what I mean? It's a dollar on Patreon.com. Firecrotch. Firecrotch. Yep. Like, fucking, light that shit on fire, smoke that weed, and a crotch, like a hot, moist crotch. A man or a woman. I'm not judging you. Just dip to kick it in. All right, fellas. Ladies. Welcome to Uncle Dust Powerfulest Uncle Dust Radio. Salute.
Go ahead. If you're an attorney, I advise you to drive at top speed. It'll be a goddamn miracle if we can get there before you turn into a wild animal.
That's what it is. It's the powerfulest Uncle Dust radio broadcasting live from the middle of Nowheresville. And a lot of people have been asking, and like, Dust, you know, I know you were big with Will Smith's family, you know, and they invited me on. I don't know if you heard this. My co-host today is my cab driver. I've been calling him Mr. Packy. He seems to be all right with it. He's from Pakistan, you know, but now living in America, which is very important. Very important that I only deal with people who are from America in my 40s. As I get in my 40s, I really don't want to deal with gibberish of communication situations. You understand what I'm saying, Mr. Packy? Communicate pretty well between, like, he puts on a song from his home country, you know, he might put on, like, it's something that he used to,
Eating up,
Didino. So Didino, when you put on the jamba. Didino. Didino. Didino, when you put on the jamba.
So he'll
full of spunk. He's a great guy.
Didino.
We don't know exactly what he's saying. Besides, when he sings, so beautifully. It's great. It's like it's kept us entertained through at least three states so far. As we continue our tour across the Midwest, I hired him in Brooklyn. I just ran out there. I grabbed the first yellow cab I could find, and a lot of people go, "Hey, you know, why don't you use Lyft, Uber, and the such? You know, you got the money." You can, you know, you can deal with helicopters. I got clout, you know.
I got the airplane.
I got the chopper. We got the
ranch in Montana.
You got, you know.
You live next to Michael Keaton has a 100-acre ranch in Montana.
Oh,
you got 1,001 acre.
I made sure I bought one more than Michael Keaton. Also, two more than Easy. You know, me and you can catch me and Easy in mid-fall. You know, riding bareback together. I'm not gay, but I don't think there's nothing gay about just being around your favorite rapper / singer / icon and just riding bareback naked with them on a fine stallion shipped in from the Arabian Sea. Packy, did you ever buy a black stallion from and rock right race across the Sahara Desert? I know I read articles. I read a lot of articles about a certain individual in Pakistan that knew nothing. He grew up poor. He was eating sewer. He was just eating, you know, tourists would just walk by flicking their toenails. They would pick him up. This is how creative Pakistanis are. They follow around all the Canadian. The Canadian tourists were big with their flavor of toenails. They'd scrape them up. They had a sifter. And obviously they're so small. But you just get a scoop of dirt. You ever heard of this, Packy? You'd get a scoop of dirt, pour it right in the basket. Then you had like a sifter, kind of like if you've ever watched gold mining on Discovery Channel, and you just shift it, and then all your sand would fall out. You'd get the delicious toenails and fingernails of all the tourists, and then they do what Pakistanis do best, you know, grab a little curry, a little Thai, a little sauce, a little firm. What's your guys' favorite sauce over there?
Bikamajunga.
Which translates to better than any of you fucking gringo honky sons of bitches. And I agree. You know, I'd have put what, mayo on there then, just a bunch of mutty. Now, back to what we came here to broadcast for, folks. And if you didn't know, you can find us, the Original Wiggas Comedy Show Live. It's a long name. I mean, I've been telling the people have voted on the last couple shows, and basically, it's just going to be the Original Wiggas, I believe, live. So it's on YouTube. Stop by. Say what's up. Subscribe. Tell us what your favorite toenail flavor is when you, too, are in Pakistan. And I'm not here to just berate Pakistan. I mean, I don't know how many countries in the world, Paki, but they're all shit. I mean, America is the greatest country to live, and I'll tell you why here shortly. Will Smith, his wife, you know, came out on the red table. I was invited, of course. Tim Dillon canceled. So they said, "Hey, go get Uncle Dust." I said, "Listen, unless I'm fucking, I ain't sucking." You know what I mean? And they're like, "Can you just come over here and rub this alopecia medicine on her head, maybe do a little prayer?" I said, "I'll say the prayer. I ain't touching that. It's fucking scary. Let's just be honest. I don't know if it hurts, but it's scary enough looking. And I don't mean to demean her or disrespect. I mean, she's beautiful. But I'm not touching her fucking head. That's just the bottom line. And I don't know what kind of money situation. Do you touch heads, Packy?" So anyway, red table happened. Packy's all in. He doesn't mind. He doesn't mind touching a few heads here and there. Turns out he had to do a lot of head touching to get over here. And I don't blame him. I'd suck off every sailor south of sideways to get over here to the great American culture, which he's picking up right where probably he feels right at home when he sees a school shooting and a mass murder every day on the news. He probably goes, "Ha ha, Pakistan. I don't know any towns over there. What kind of town? What's the name of a town over there in Pakistan? What kind of towns are over there in Pakistan?
Little ones.
So anyway, he's having a little fucking problem. Looks like he's overdosed on curry. We stopped at a fucking all-you-can-eat curry spot. And, you know, being that he's Indian / Pakistani, a lot of people go dust. There's a difference. Pakistani and Indians are different, man. You know, they were both oppressed by the English, British, Lipton Company. Lipton tea oppressed more Pakis than almost any Syrian government and or / Muslim / other random sand people that I don't know at this moment. But be assured that Will Smith, his beautiful bald wife got together, and they're sticking it out. So here, you know, I just wanted to break that news to you guys. I know a lot of people were like, listen, there's no way Will Smith stays with this bald ass. This is the comments that were left. I would never say such a thing. You know, this bald alien looking bitch, I don't know who the fuck she thinks she is. She's dressing like fucking, you know, she's dressing like she's on goddamn Star Trek, acting like her fucking, you know, her opinion is more valuable than Ted the painter, who painted my goddamn Kawasaki 100, which is peeling apart at this moment. So I don't know if maybe if Will Smith's son wants to come over and paint it. Maybe I'm going to, this is what I want to happen. Like they have exchange students. I want to have like a Hollywood exchange where we take normal folks like myself and Packy will take in all the Hollywood actors, Brad Pitt's kids, Jolie's kids, all Hollywood actors' kids. We'll take them in. We'll have them do regular kid things. You know, right now I had a great deal on a, you know, I got basically, well, Packy put me on. Thanks, Packy. He put me on to a situation where you basically just take, there's a wolf coalition. There's so many coyotes and wolves in California. Rural, I'm sure you heard on it on my other lesser known podcast partner, Powerful JRE, where there's a lot of, not to be confused with the powerfulest Uncle Dust. Okay. I mean, right there, that means serious business. When you're that powerful and you're broadcasting to literally billions of people a day. I mean, I don't even like to look at the internet. I don't like to look at the comments. I just say what I say, and I know, I just hope that people enjoy it, and I leave it there so that maybe when the aliens and the next people come along and the Anunnakis and the Egyptians come back to life, possibly zombie apocalypse, that they'll hear the powerfulest Uncle Dust and go, God damn, now this is good. This is what I'm talking about. Not to be confused with Anthony Cumia. Not that they're not great, you know. You got the Legion of Skanks out there. You got fucking, what else you got? You know, you got Harley Davidson Radio, you know, where you can listen to all the like new batches of meth being made on Hell's Angels Kitchen. There's nothing wrong with Hell's Angels Kitchen. I want to send a special shout out to Hell's Angels Kitchen. I mean, I just talked to my guy the other day, Chaz Palmateri, and he's over here, and he happened to have my boy Chuck Zito on. Well, and Chuck Zito, we've known each other for years. We grew up together in Brooklyn. You know, we cut our teeth together on the mean streets. You know, me and him built our first motorcycle together. I mean, God, it was such a glorious time in the 70s, just riding around, you know, just two Brooklyn guys just, hey, what's going on over here? And we just go over there and we get ourselves, because I didn't drink, see? And a lot of the bikers that we were mixing it up with would drink and do drugs. But me and Chuck, all we did every day was go train karate down there in Queens in Astoria. That's all we did. We go train boxing, karate. And I mean, we got a lot of nicknames because we got in a lot of trouble because people be trying to feed us drugs. And we're just, listen, man, we just want you to go to Coney Island, you know, have a spin together. We, you know, I'm not saying that I'm gay or Chuck's gay, but sometimes lonely. You get lonely. And I mean, Chuck has a beautiful beard. Later on, Jean-Claude Van Damme would make a claim. Chuck put hands on him. I said, nobody with a beard that beautiful is going to have to put hands on Lionheart, bro. Not a fucking one. And if anybody touches, matter of fact, if anybody touches the Kumite champion, I got news for you. I'm flying to your goddamn residence. I'll take your kids out of school personally. Okay, put them in a fucking crate and ship them back over to fucking wherever they fuck I fucking feel like it, dude. I'll just spin the globe and off they go. Maybe end up in a kangaroo pouch. How's Australia doing? Do they want Americans? Is anybody asking for American kids? You guys ever adopt American kids over in Pakistan, Packy? I feel like America's the only one taking in these fucking riffraffs, and who the fuck are these? I mean, they could be sending these three-year-olds, you know, to just grow up and be, you know, fucking mass school shooters. This is a beautiful fucking river over here, Packy. What is that? Colorado River. Come on out to Alabama River. We're cutting through Alabama, the lower Alabama area, which can be confused as Los Angeles. A lot of people go, I'm going to L.A., and they go, oh, lower Alabama? No, we're going to Los Angeles. So at this, it's, I don't want to say anything more about Will Smith. I feel like I've already dug myself a hole. I'll be getting calls after this is over, because I really do like Will Smith. I find him, he's a manly man. He's got a dark toned skin, a lot of melanin. You know, he seems jubilee. He's really jubilous. Is that the right word? I believe it's jubilous, where he just cranks up his Instagram and he just looks like he's, listen, this guy's basically the happiest person I've ever seen on the internet, man. You get on social media and you start posting fun stuff and you're like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, I want to be Will Smith. And then you got, so then it's like a trickle down. So it's very important that we have these icons not be depressed pieces of shit sharing their wives to other people. Now, I don't even think that's true. I think that Will, I think that that's just all a bunch of hoopla. I think that Will Smith's beautiful bald wife would never do such a thing. I think Will Smith's enough man for her. And any man that's been in any type of relationship with a bald woman knows that sometimes they feel insecure and they creep out of the relationship and they go over there and they want somebody else to put healing hands on their noodle and really maybe rub a little lotion, a little you know, chamomile. I've heard different things. I heard they got into, not to be confused with Machine Gun Kelly and his girl drinking each other's bloods every morning. I think they do a little cut. He does a little cut on his willy. He takes a little piece of paper, like maybe an old calling card, you know, or such, or maybe a script that he's had when he was doing the Motley Crue, when he was doing old Tommy Lee. And he does a little slit right on the, like, you know how if you look at your penis, it has little fingerprints on there. Looks like there's little fingerprints on there. And I believe that's how they caught Jeffrey Epstein, being that, you know, it was egg-shaped. And they took it at one point after he molested a few girls out there in Florida, which I hope they're doing well these days. I heard a lot of them went on to great careers in Walmart. I mean, the guy was employing a lot of underage girls. I mean, the guy, say what you say about him, but he was making jobs. I mean, the same thing that Trump was trying to do. He's trying to create jobs. Epstein, you know, ex facto, he's trying to create jobs, really put a work, you know, put a nice work ethic to these young women. They probably would have been, you know, what else are they going to do over there? Collect welfare and get food stamps. So it's kind of like by him putting them to work, showing them a skill, teaching them a massage skill. And, you know, maybe he went a little too young. I'm not going to defend the guy. You know what I mean? And the guy's over here taking advantage of young women. And we don't play that shit. I don't like looking at TikTok. I don't like sexy hot kids doing dances. It's like a pedo algorithm that's trying to put people in a pedo trance where every time they get on the internet and they see young hot kids doing, they got filters all over everything. It's just, how are you now? Pretty soon we're going to have a nation of pedos just on accident. They're just going to be like fucking robots taking advantage of young children. So just let's get a hashtag going. Stop the pedo algorithm on TikTok. You know, you can abbreviate it if you want. I don't know what that'd be. Stop. It's STP. Stop the pedo. STPATT. You can go with that or just, you know, full blown. He's just go, you know. Elon Musk is a, I don't know how Elon Musk came into this, but it seems like Elon Musk, you know, he bought Twitter. It's like, so he put a stop to, I think he's putting a stop to the, I guess he's going to stop the porn. Because every time I jump on there, I just want to look at a few podcasts and I want to look at maybe a little few news articles. And then I got to deal with, you know, I got to deal with the adult film industry wanting to trick me. They're trying to trick me. And they put, like, check out my podcast, and it's just a giant butthole just being spread apart. And it's like, come on, Pac, you guys watch porn over in Pakistan? What kind of porn you watch over there? Do they show?
Like a camel fucking chick.
So there's bestiality is legal there?
Don't know. It's legal. It might be frowned upon.
You just call it porn. You don't call it bestiality. Over there. You call it love. You call it good. You go, give me that good. Give me that good stuff.
D and B G.
If they try to show you man on woman, you go, this ain't the right porn, right?
Well,
you want that two you want a couple gallon now. Do camels go by how many gallons? How many gallons are in the hump? Is it 10, 20?
I have no idea. Don't know.
Yeah. Packy's lost. This one's lost in translation. Well, folks, I think that's going to about to, this has been another broadcast of the powerfulest Uncle Dust Sleazy Radio. It's a working title. I want to let you guys know we'll be in Lower Alabama in approximately 3 hours, Mobile. Come on by to Reds ARs and Seagars and say hello. We look forward. Bring the whole family. Bring the kids. Bring everybody out. It's going to be a good time. I think Joe Rogan will be phoning in. I think he's in the middle of Montana right now hunting elk with a crossbow. But he's going to be nice enough to call in. So please, if you will, stop by Reds ARs and Seagars across from the Chuggin' Loaf on 14th Street. So thanks for listening. And again, keep your children safe. Stay off TikTok. Don't let the pedal algorithm pull you in. I'm Uncle Dust. And you're not.
Absolutely.
Scumbag! I'll find where you live and burn your house down, you piece of shit!
No. That was powerfulest Uncle Dust Radio. I hope you enjoyed it. Off the cuff, while you're driving 70 with your brother smoking purple, man. He smokes more weed than anybody. I mean, this shit out here, it's potent. It's got like 25%. I don't even know what that means, but it's a lot. Like, I just take an edible, a joint, and I take a couple hits at night, and it's like, oh, that's good. I don't go, how much THC percentage is it? 25%? Like, if a beer has, you know, 7%, you're like, goddamn, you know. Take it easy. He's out here smoking 25% THC. I don't even know what that means. I mean, back when we were kids, it was just like one weed. There was maybe two weeds. It was like red hair and fucking regular, whatever that was, up somebody's ass crossing the border. I'm still in the bathroom at the View. So if anybody's at the View, say hello. Come by, say hello. I'll be at the airport. Come by, say what's up, man. I love the cast. You know what I mean? You're fucking nuts. I don't know what you're doing with your life, but I like it. I appreciate you, man. Those are, and find me on social media. Tell me what's up, Uncle Dust Comedy. Find my boy Cliff Focus at Focus CDS on social medias, Twitters and whatnot. We're using Twitter a lot because Twitter doesn't seem to fucking give a shit about language. So, you know, we ain't doing nothing. We ain't hurting nobody. We're trying to have a good time, entertain you folks, man. And I appreciate everybody fucking rocking with me, man. So this is the outro. I just did like a rabbit turd. And there's a lot more packed in there. I ate about at least a pound of brisket, pork, and two briskets and pork. It's still in there layered, but this fucking fruit beer is knocking it loose. So I'm going to have some problems. So I might be recording later at an airport bathroom. Hopefully there's a gay guy next to me. I can tap my foot and get some. Get sucked off. Are they still doing that? Is there still airport secret messaging where you can get topped off if you do a little foot tap? Let me tap my foot and see what happens. I'd be crazy. If somebody stuck his hand on this thing, I'd get scared shitless, dude, and have to fucking start spiking toilets on people. All right. Well, that's that. I'm going to let it go, man. Thanks for listening. Support patreon.com, firecrotch, Uncle Dust. I just slapped my own ass. Uncle Dust got me on all fucking social media networks, man. Tell me what's up. Stop by. Say what's up. Stop being weirdos, man. Say what's up. Absolutely.
Won't happen again, Mr. Rothstein.
Is this guy just another dumb fucking white man or what? What's his story?
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy? I ain't through with you by damn sight. I'ma get medieval on your ass.